Beulah, before you got here, the day was only beautiful. Now that you're here, it's almost unbearable.
Well, isn't that nice? Thank you, Hank.
On behalf of the Security Division, it's my pleasure to welcome you to the ranch. If there's anything we can do to make your stay more comfortable, more interesting, more exciting, or more of anything else your heart desires...
Hank, what on earth happened to your nose?
Oh, just a few routine battle scars, ma'am. We had a little tussle with a silver monster bird this morning. Nothing to get alarmed about. Now, if you'd like to take a little walk down to the creek...
And your eyes, are they crossed?
Drover hopped back into the conversation.
They sure are, but look at mine, Beulah.
I gave him an elbow. It's a temporary affliction, Beulah. Now, I heard a growl. Didn't sound like Beulah. Was that you?
No, Hank. It was my companion.
Was, huh? Well, speaking of your companion, I mean, since you brought the subject up, let me say this. Number one, he ain't exactly welcome on this ranch. Number two, if he can lie still and keep his yap shut, I'll try to ignore him. But, number three, if he tries that growl business again, I'm liable to feed it to him for lunch. Would you believe that he growled again? How dumb can a bird dog be? Well, I couldn't let it slide, even though I had better things to do than clean Plato's plow. And number four, you might tell your friend to step over here and we'll get his whipping out of the way. All at once, Drover was there beside me.
Hank, be careful! I don't think you...
I'll handle this, son. You stand by to clean up the bird dog blood. Plato pushed Beulah aside and leaned over the edge of the pickup. That kind of surprised me. I didn't think he'd take it that far. Anyway, he leaned out and growled again. Turned out that Drover was right. Plato did have sharp teeth, and he did have pointed ears. He'd changed since I'd seen him last. Drover was hopping up and down, and he whispered in my ear,
Hank, I don't think that's Plato.
Huh?